461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network in Folkestone at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Very special broadcast today. We'll be talking about should Biden step down or be removed. And I'm going to talk about today some of the connotations if he remains in office or if he steps down. What are the positives? What are the negatives? How should we as Christians and conservatives stand? How should we view it? How should we pray? What should we say or what should we do? It's the quagmire of a century. This has never happened. This, meaning the Biden fiasco, the Biden's cognitive depletion, and the view from the socialist Marxist media and from his own party and for the clamoring for him to step down has never happened in American history. We're witnessing, we're watching, we're on the sidelines as we see the implosion of the Biden's puppet ministry. And I say puppet ministry because, as you've heard me say before, Joe Biden is the puppet. The puppeteer is Barack Hussein Obama behind the scenes. In fact, there has been the praise and the adoration of Barack Hussein Obama in the Biden administration. Obama even said that he had talked with Biden every day by telephone or in person since he's been in office. Don't know whether that's an exaggeration or reality. We're going to be talking about this today and what it connotes in relationship to what we see taking place and what is in the future for us. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a... Before we get into the details of today's broadcast, there's the latest news bulletin. Headline, Supreme Court hands Trump a major victory. The Supreme Court ruled that presidents cannot be held criminally liable for official governmental actions. The decision is a major victory for President Trump and a devastating setback for Jack Smith's case against the former president. It was a 6-3 decision. Special Counsel Jack Smith's indictment charged Trump with four felonies relating to his efforts to reverse President Biden's 2020 victory. Trump's legal team argues that the actions he took were all part of his official duties as president, and the president cannot be prosecuted for such acts, end quote. Now, that's all I have on it. I'm sure there'll be much, much in the newsreels today, but I wanted to let you know the Supreme Court handed down their decision, their opinion, just a few moments ago. In fact, it's been about an hour, less than an hour ago, half hour or so, with a 6-3 decision. Now, I don't know about you, but that's an encouraging decision for me. And by the way, lest I forget it, tomorrow on this broadcast on Let's Face the Issues, we're going to be talking about what's happening here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm looking at a front page article on the local newspaper with the sodomite flag being flown over City Hall. It says Pride flag flies at City Hall in Jacksonville. First time in history we have seen that take place in our city, and I am saddened by it. Want to know your opinions. We'll be talking about it tomorrow, not today. We'll be talking about it on the broadcast tomorrow. What does this connote? How should we view our mayor in the city of Jacksonville with her decision to embrace publicly, to embrace the sin of sodomy, which is in the scripture where God's turned them over to a reprobate mind. that is the those following the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. This headline says, Deegan proclaims LGBTQ Pride Month in the first is the first for the city of Jacksonville. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Love to have your opinion, your thoughts on it. So hold your thoughts. We're not talking about that today. Wanted to put in a little plug for where we're going tomorrow. Invite you to call others and invite them to join in the dialogue and discussion on tomorrow's broadcast on that very serious subject. How should we view our mayor? Can the mayor embrace the moral, ethical values of the local New Testament church? Can the mayor embrace the biblical truths of the scripture and yet embrace the sodomite lifestyle and be proud to do so, to lead off in the sodomite parade, lead off in the pledge to support the sodomite agenda in our city? How should we view it as Christians, moral, ethical people in the city of Jacksonville? All of those things will be discussed tomorrow, and I think it's vital that we understand it. But ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I get involved in the conversation, the dialogue, and discussion and forget to remind you of the telephone number. You can dial 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'll have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. We'll invite your call. Love to have your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. Should Joe Biden step down, or should he be removed? There's a vast difference in what happens politically in our nation and those two things. I am told that about 51 million viewers watched the Biden debate, where Joe Biden literally showed the world his cognitive depletion, his inability to even link a sentence together, his thought process. Now listen, I'm not saying these things today on this broadcast, and nor have I in the past, in a rejoicing sense over Joe Biden's physical, mental, emotional disability. That's not the point. The point is whether or not he should be propped up, jacked up, juiced up, as some physicians are calling it, and kept in office at the risk of international implosion. And we'll talk about that on this broadcast today. What our international leaders, our international dissenters, those that are enemies of America, what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they're doing, and what their next moves will be based on some of the chatter that's going on, and also based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. With the actors that's on the scene, with the actors that's coming forward, with the coalition taking place, and the coalescing of the different world leaders, they're watching Joe Biden. They see his cognitive inability. And as I said before on this broadcast very recently, that we're going to witness some calamitous events between now and January of 2025. Because every enemy of America, every enemy outside and every enemy inside of our nation, will see this as their final opportunity to make a move to undermine, tear down, and destroy the constitutional republic that we have in America today. There's the move to destroy. So that's where we're going. That's what we'll be talking about. So I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion. It is always my prayer and desire to see it be informative, challenging, inspirational, and to instigate in you, our listener, a motivation to be what God wants us to be in serving Him. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear in Psalms 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in the princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. We can put our faith and trust in leadership, vote them, put them in office, but our ultimate trust, our ultimate faith, our ultimate hope is not in man, but it is in the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our focus ought to be on Him. But it thrills me, excites me, challenges me as I see the hand of God moving in the life of human beings, moving in the lives of those that are in the political circle, moving in the lives of those that think that they are the king and they're the final authority, not realizing for most cases that they're simply instruments that God uses to carry out His will and what He wants to take place in our great nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I remind you that we base our decisions, our dialogue and discussion on this broadcast each and every day, on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book, John 8:31 and 32, as the Lord Jesus speaks to His disciples, He makes this statement. if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's the declaratory statement where the Bible says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps I need not say this, but we're in a society today where truth is laughed at, mocked at, derided, and rejected. In fact, according to the latest survey, some 55% of the millennials disagree with what is called de facto absolute truth. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. The article opens then with these words. According to Webster's Dictionary, it says, truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the facts. But yet the article reads that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say each person determines his or her own version of truth, with the headline being, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's either absolute truth or it's a lie. You've heard me say before, half-truth is a whole lie. Yet we live in a society today that, according to what was written back in the 1940s, published in the title dystopia novel entitled The 1984, where George Orwell, the secretary, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that coming true today, if I can use the spin on the term. But may I say, truth matters. It matters in general society. It matters in government. Truth matters in moral, ethical values. Truth matters in theological, doctrinal, biblical aspects. Truth matters. And yet we have trodden truth underfoot to the point today that many do not even recognize truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, and I've quoted him often. Headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In fact, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint says, what we see happening in America today, the decline of our nation, is as a result of the decline or the death of truth. In fact, he makes a statement that I have enjoyed so long. He says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian, hear me, of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's the catch. That's where, as the old cliche goes, where the water hits the wheel. Are we willing to stand for truth, love it, live it, seek it, listen to it, and defend it even to death? I believe on the playing field that we're in, I believe it's rapidly coming to the point in America that we're going to risk our lives if we stand for the truth. With what I see taking place and the movement that I see happening under the Biden administration, with the thugs with badges and the misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation modus operandi that's being carried out, with the recent Supreme Court ruling in that says the government has the authority to censor free speech. Did you know that? Did you realize that in the past week with one of the rulings of the Supreme Court? And ladies and gentlemen, that being the case, we're witnessing the demise of our free speech in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Two for a Time. Old Glory, the U.S. flag, is flowing atop that flagpole. It's flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Two for a Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Two for a Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tool for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tool for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tool for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tool for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tool for Time. ToolForTime.com. ToolForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. In just a moment, we'll open our lines and ask you to call in, give your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about today, should Biden step down or should he be removed? And I mentioned earlier, some 51 million viewers watched the debate. All of them were not Americans. In fact, we had leaders around the globe, global enemies, we're watching the sad debacle of Joe Biden's faltering, falling and failing. Perhaps most Americans realize that Joe Biden is not cognitively able to lead the nation. But most likely, there were few American enemies that did not realize just how serious Joe Biden was. Now, I don't know how many that may be, but I believe it's possible that some of our national enemies did not realize that. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that Joe Biden is in trouble. And now listen, it redounds to major difficulties for America in this 120 days approximately from the election. Unless this is resolved, we could wind up in a chaotic condition that a decision in the election will not be found in November or December or January. And it could very well be, and I'll talk about this further in the broadcast, that as a result of international calamity, you realize right now, all of our military is put on high alert because of what's fomenting on the international level. And may I say, I believe part of the fomenting problem is as a result of Joe Biden's default in the debate. I'm looking at a headline. I'll read this headline in a word or two. Then we'll take our first caller. There's a deep, deep, wide, and very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. Within minutes of Thursday's debate between incumbent Joe Biden and President Donald J. Trump revealed a horrifying situation in America's Democrats. It explained John King's on CNN's report. Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, wide, and very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. It started moments into the debate, and it continues even now. King went on to say, they're having conversations about what should be done about it. Some of those conversations involve, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? Others are about, should prominent Democrats go publicly and call, because this debate was so terrible. The report said Biden froze just minutes into the debate, losing his train of thought and not being able to answer questions, etc., etc. The dialogue and discussion goes on with the article. Ladies and gentlemen, here's where I stand. Here's the problem. Here's the way I see it. Number one, I believe the stage is being set for the actors on a global basis to unify and come together against Israel and against America. And we're going to talk about that in this broadcast, how this is being brought about on a global international scale. And I believe God's, listen, I've talked about the need for Christians to pray and ask God to intervene. If you've been praying and asked God to intervene, I believe we're witnessing part, if not the totality, of God's intervention, God's hand moving, that will forestall anything that would be called another term of Joe Biden. Now, I'm not a palm reader. I'm not a prophet or son of a prophet, but I believe that we can simply see that this is highly unusual and something beyond humanity, I believe, is involved in this coming about. But ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine the next steps for the Russian, for China, and for Iran, and for North Korea, for Hezbollah, and for Hamas and the other enemies surrounding Israel and other enemies wanting to destroy Israel and America. Can you understand? Can you realize the potentiality of what they're saying and doing? I've got headline after headline after headline that gives us a little insight into it. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with a question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. You are so on point, and we got so many sales over here now, it's ridiculous. But it's not because Joe Biden don't know if he's coming or going. It's his puppet master. As a matter of fact, this is Obama's third term in office, because he showed me his colors when Benjamin Netanyahu came over here and asked him not to give Iran nuclear power. He had him going through, because I'm black, he had him go through the back door, and he and his family were at the front door. They stayed for like 2 and something hours, and then when the Muslim Brotherhood come up, he go out there and smile at them, and they stay for what, like three and a half or 4 hours?
Right. But we've got to keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama is a closet Islamic jihadist. Barack Hussein Obama was never elected legally. Barack Hussein Obama has no real birth certificate for being an American citizen to run. All of that was a proxy setup. All of that was a Manchurian candidate, just as we see taking place with Joe Biden today as a Manchurian president. I believe that we need to recognize, because right now, Kenneth, and it's hitting some of the newsreels, right now, Barack Hussein Obama is meeting almost back-to-back 24-7 with the Democratic leadership and with those that he is wanting to see run or take Joe Biden's place. I've got article after article on my desk today that I'll be touching on some of those. It is Barack Hussein Obama that's behind the scenes. Listen, most people do not realize that Barack Obama and Joe Biden were not the dearest buddies, as some would have you to believe. Barack Obama was not in favor of Joe Biden running for president to begin with. It is Barack Obama that's behind the scenes. The only way Joe Biden could have run for president is because Barack Obama orchestrated it behind the scenes, set the plan, set the schedule of what he could and could not do, and we're witnessing today the end result because the puppet master is unhappy with the puppet. The puppet's gone off course with what Obama wanted, and we're witnessing that. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. This is what concerns me, Kenneth. Let me read you the headline, get your take. Extremely concerned. American generals raise alarm over Iran's tightening ties with Russia and China, et cetera, et cetera. They're trying to get what they want. They're trying to replace the West and more of the United States in our access and influence across the cultural continent. U.S. African Command General told lawmakers, and I could go on, it's a 5-page article. But it has our U.S. military on full alert. And this, in my most humble opinion, would not have happened, could not have happened, if Donald Trump were in office. This would not have happened and could not have happened, even with Sleepy Joe, if he had shown any cognitive ability in his debate. What are your thoughts? Do you think that we're in worse trouble today as an American citizen? Do you think that America is in more danger today or is safer today as a result of Joe Biden being in office and Joe Biden's cognitive decline that's now on international public display?
We are going down the drain. Like I forgot the news reporter at the White House when Clinton was in office, and she said, "You said in America down the drain." And I believe exactly what she said, in which this I don't know. It's crazy.
It is, but one of the things, and I say this, Kenneth, and I say it every day on the broadcast, as Christians, as conservatives and patriots, we need to pray, we need to seek God's face, we need to turn from our wicked ways, and we need to ask God to heal our land. That's a paraphrase of 2 Chronicles 7:14. But that's the only hope, that's the only help, that's the only direction We need to look up. The scripture says, Luke 21:28, for our redemption draweth nigh. The more we see the chaos, the more we see the confusion, the more we witness the calamity, the more we understand that God is ready to snatch his church out of this old world by way of what we theologically call the rapture of the church.
Can I ask you one more question?
Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. When I was growing up, I'm 70 now, but we used to play the list to the flag, and Louisiana, I'm so happy they put the 10th commandments back into schools. I mean,
I am delighted with that, Kenneth, and there's some movement now, some movement by some of the governors in America, and I've forgotten, but it's not right before me. There's some of the governors in America now that's wanting to pass legislation that will require Bible reading back in the classroom. So I'm thankful to see a modicum of conservative Christian patriotic roots that's bubbling up and hopefully will produce fruit in America in the near future. But Kenneth, we as believers need to keep praying and asking God to guide, direct, and any political leader. This should be our prayer as a Christian. Any political leader that's out of step with God, out of God's will as to what God would have done, and is against the Constitution, we need to say, God, remove that leader and replace him with somebody that will bow the knee at the Lord Jesus Christ and trust to God in what they're doing and follow the Constitution in the legislation. That should be our prayer each and every day. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Let me touch on this article again, ladies and gentlemen. Extremely concerned. American generals raise alarm over Iran's tightening with ties with Russia and China. It goes further in the article. I'm very concerned about the renewed relationship between Russia, China, and Iran. U.S. General Command Head Michael Carrillo told a House Armed Service hearing Thursday. What we're seeing is Iran is reliant on China and Russia is reliant on Iran. He goes on to say that China buys 90% of its oil, Iran oil, which is sanctioned by the U.S. In return, China uses Iran's influence as part of an effort to replace the U.S. as one of the dominant forces in the Middle East. Iran, meanwhile, has provided thousands of one-way attack drones for Russia for its war in the Ukraine, and now has even built a factory in Russia to produce more locally. The general said that he couldn't discuss an open setting what Russia is providing Iran for this help, but said that it is very concerning for Americans' safety, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that we've not had before in America, not had before on either party side, either Democrat or Republican, with the deficit that's taking place. So the question is, should Biden step down or should he be removed? And there is an option, and right now the Democrats are in panic mode trying to decide behind the scenes what they should do and how they should respond to Joe Biden's public failure, Joe Biden's public display of being unable, incompetent, of being able to continue to guide America in any shape, form, or fashion. I'm looking at another headline, ladies and gentlemen. China's watching as Putin and Kim forge new alliances. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching, we're witnessing the prophetic text leaping right off the pages in the script with what the Bible says. We'll get into the deeper discussion of that. What the Bible says will take place in the last of the last days with the alignment of nations, who they are, what they will do, and what we see as the signs of that. This headline, China is watching wearily as Putin and Kim forge new alliances. As Russian President Vladimir Putin guided through the crowd-lined street of in North Korea, atop a luxury Mercedes, along with North Korean host, ladies and gentlemen, there's an alliance there. We'll talk about that further right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online.